LZZZ Coaches Show, Lady Golden Eagles head coach Brian Ortmeier joining us. So, and for Cheyenne fans, former Cheyenne Central product, Lindsay Ferrien will be down in town again, and I'm sure she'll have a lot of family out cheering her on and, you know, those that make the trip down from Riverton. But let's tip our cap to the Lady Rustlers Saturday. Good game plan. And we also had a date of cold shooting, and as Nick has kind of dubbed your team Cardiac Kids throughout a lot of the season, your young ladies found a way to come back. But, you know, looking at the Lady Rustlers, this, you know, they may be a sixth seed, but they're not a pushover team by any stretch of the mat. These are one of these dangerous teams you get to play.
Yeah, and they've got good talent. They, again, them in Western Wyoming, they're not very deep teams. But their top two, three players are just very, very talented. They're kids that can wind up, probably will wind up on the first team all region for the North sub-region this year, I would assume. So, again, Burmeister does a nice job. The Lay 2 kid does a nice job. And then, again, the number three, the one of the guards they have, Paulina, she's a
Tarawa.
Yeah, so, again, they're very top-heavy in terms of some of those players that they have. When those three are on and they get some contributions from their bench, they're a very dangerous team.
But so, also, your team has that opportunity to wear them down.
Yeah.
And matter of fact,
yep.
I know when the center kid went down and they brought in the 45 and she came in there and she did beat you up inside, but when you ran, they wore down really quick.
Yeah, and that's something we've more or less have used the first two times against them. And I think it took a little longer the second game because they were able to save energy playing that 2-3 zone. So there's some things that, again, if they want to come at us with that same game plan, you know, there's things that we've kind of adjusted to already that we'll have ready in case we see that again. Obviously, if they come at us with man-to-man defense, it's, you know, it's stuff we've used all season long and we'll just get out and run. But, you know, again, we're going to throw some different wrinkles at them too. I felt like defensively we played pretty well to hold them to 60-65. But, you know, I went back and charted for sure the first three quarters and noticed that they, I think it was 38 of their 52 was point blank, just right at the rim. So we have to do a better job of keeping them away from the basket, making them have to work a little harder to get shots off, and make them play further away from the basket.
And looking at back at the regular season series, you do have two games up on Central Wyoming going back to January the 16th at home with a 78-72 victory, and then again wrapping up the regular season on the road there at Riverton with a 71-65 victory against the Lady Rustlers. You've beaten them twice, but now you got to do it for one more time coming up again this Friday at home.
Mm-hmm.
We always have that adage with high school, but also too, same with the JUCO products. It's always tough to beat a same team three times in a season.
Yeah.
But with this situation, again, of how well Central Wyoming has kept within this, at least in this series, and how close they've played with your team, you know, it's got to sit on the back of your mind of we got to play crisp basketball. This is not a rollover team that we can just go in and defeat coming up Friday.
Well, I think the biggest thing when you play Central Wyoming, specifically their team, is you have to jump on them early. They're a team that, again, if you trail first quarter, they're going to be able to slow things down. They're going to work the ball inside. They're going to work one possession at a time. Where when we've sped them up, you know, again, that's where we get to those 18 to 25 point quarters, and we kind of get them running on their heels. But the two times that we've played them, we haven't done that in the first quarter. They've come out 2-3 zone both times. We've kind of sputtered against it in the first quarter, settled in, and then the second half, we've basically gotten to a good rhythm where we could attack it and push and transition, and we're able to then play against them a little better. So for us, again, I think it helps, one, having it at home, but number two, knowing that we've made some adjustments that we can attack them a little better. You know, just getting out to a quicker start against these guys so we can't let them settle in, chip away at us 2 points at a time. We're going to hopefully force them to have to make some tougher shots and have to shoot more threes and try and play catch up.
As you are into your third season, not completing your third season, we still have a lot more to, you know, to finish. I would think this is an incomplete season for you thus far, but you know, the improvement, as we talked on our post-game show, the stair climb. But looking at right now, you sit at 18. 18 wins this season. You know, and 19 hopefully is in the offing here on Friday, and then maybe we catch a 20 win over in Scott's Bluff as we move on. But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. But again, looking at 18 wins this year, you know, and you kind of sit down and you kind of pen to paper. You're no different than us. Are you right on track for where you wanted to be this season?
I think so. You know, obviously, you want to win every single game if you can, but looking at it, 18-11 to this point with the regular season behind us, I feel very proud of what the girls have done. I think, again, they can be very happy about what they've accomplished to this point. I think there's a couple that we left out there early in the season, but again, you can't go back and get those. So again, knowing some of the runs that we made in the conference play, knowing that we finished 9-5 in league play too, again, is a huge step forward, knowing that we played as well as we did when we hit the conference schedule, because that was kind of an area where we tripped up a little bit last year. We had a good non-conference schedule. We got into league play, got off to a hot start, and then kind of tapered off at the end. So knowing that the girls just, we battled really well all season, had good consistency from start to finish, you know, outside of maybe just two small stretches, again, has been good to see this year. And, you know, again, we're not done by any means. We want to make sure that we kind of keep that focus on this next game, and then, you know, we'll see what happens and go from there.
And talking about last season, where, again, it was kind of rough going heading into the Region 9 tournament. This season, though, again, where we go back to last Wednesday, got the victory on the road against a very top team of Eastern Wyoming, a team that was at one point in time ranked in the top 25, getting the close victory on the road against Riverton. You got to imagine, though, for your team, nice little momentum to carry into this contest, of at least where you were talking off air with us of what your team was doing this week. Sounds like emotions are a little bit better, a little at least happier environment there at LCCC with your team.
Yeah, we got into that stretch where I think we dropped 3 out of 4. So, again, knowing that we were able to kind of reverse that and flip the script in the last four, winning 3 out of 4, and, again, picking up a big road win at Eastern, I think, again, just anytime you can go on a run into the postseason, you've got to be feeling that confidence start to fire back up. And that's kind of more or less, again, when we had that 5-6 game winning streak, you could really sense that with the girls, that they felt like when they walked into the gym they were going to play well. And lost a little bit of that when we had that stretch with Casper, Sheridan, Eastern, but it seems like now we've kind of gotten that momentum back heading into this game on Friday.
You know, you look at the kids this year, the young ladies on your team, and the vast improvements I've seen. Ja'Kia Wells, yep. the development of Ja'Kia Wells, that she's turned into a really good 5 player, and she's a 4 at best. I mean, realistically, you know, on the floor.
And again, you, at least with Ja'Kia Wells, but also to someone who's now got that starting role as well, as Haley Anderson, who was not even in the starting role at the beginning of the season, who has been a phenomenal, at least, shooter, again, from behind the arc as well, too. Again, a clutch 3-point shot.
Well, and this drives what I'm saying. I look back at that comeback win. Then your leadership on the floor, Carly O'Brien calmly sinks 10 free throws in the fourth quarter. You know, and again, it was an off shooting night for Courtney. It was kind of a little off for Gabby as well, but it seems like you've had pickups.
Yeah.
You know, and as Nick mentioned, 2 big wins on you know, against Eastern, and as most recently with Central Wyoming. It seems like when one is down, somebody's there to pick them up.
Sure, and I know the first 2 kids that you mentioned there with Kia. I think the biggest thing for her was just really settling her into a spot where, again, she was going to feel comfortable. And we'd kind of used her as a 3-guard, 4-guard. We'd kind of played her couple different ways, kind of had used her a little bit as a 5. But I think once we locked her into that main 5 spot, that's what you're going to do. This is what you're going to work on this year. Again, she was really able to just develop and grow at that one spot. Same thing with Haley. Once she was able to kind of get that spark, and you know, again, some players, it's tough for them to come off the bench. They get used to being in rhythm as a shooter. And I think, again, having her being able to insert her to the lineup, I want to say she ended the regular season leading the sub-region in scoring, just in conference play. So to see her go from, you know, 6th man essentially off the bench to leading the region in scoring, that's a huge accomplishment for her as well.
You said something that was very interesting, and I remember we talked during the summer when we were hoping that Ja'Kia would come and play, and you were sizing up your team for the season. And at one time, realistically, by size standards, you're four guards and a forward on the floor throughout the course of a basketball game.
Yeah, and again, when you ask me about how we felt the regular season went, and I think it's a heck of a year when, again, we go 18-11, and we did it more or less playing a forward at the five spot, you know, where we were able to you know, essentially maximize all five positions to be able to go battle against some kids that are 6'2", 6'3", and it have given us troubles that time. But, again, across the board, it's been a fun year. Girls have worked extremely hard, and again, hopefully we carry that momentum over.
Well, the year continues on again Friday as we'll carry that basketball contest again with the women. LCCC as they play host to the number 6 seed Central Wyoming Lady Rustlers. Visual only for us here on 1480 KRA, which is Periscope, which you can find at Nick Wild Sports on the Twitter side, and also, too, at the 1480 KRA YouTube channel.
You know, we do want to take this opportunity, too. What do we have on Periscope? Well over 2,000?
I think in total over 2,600 viewers for the final regular season game to watch both LCCC men and women pick up their final regular season wins.
So, again, thank you to those folks. And again, Coach, we wish you all the best coming up on Friday evening. We'll see you out at the rack.
Sure. And one last thing, $1 admission on Friday. And, again, it's going to be a whiteout. I believe if you wear white, you get in for free. Otherwise, admission's $1. And I know, again, they're handing out T-shirts and stuff at the game as well. So look forward to it. And thanks, guys.
All right. Sounds good. Brian Ortmeier, head coach of the Lady Golden Eagles. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk with Jason Ficca, head coach of the LCCC Golden Eagles. They'll be on the road for their first playoff encounter. We're back after these words here on 1480 KRA.